Hi, it's Esther here from Speak More Clearly. Welcome to this audio lesson on how to improve your English pronunciation and fluency. And we're going to be focusing on linking. Now, I've spoken about it before and written about it before, but it takes a bit of practice. So what I thought I would do in this audio lesson is actually just give you a lot of practice. Because especially if you have a syllable-timed language as your background language, it takes a bit of practice to learn to join the words up without becoming unclear. Okay, so let me just go collect it. What I'm going to do is I'll read the interview, the text first, and then I will read each phrase that needs to be linked, and you can just copy me in practice. Okay. So I'm going to read the text now. Interviewer: So Neil, tell me about one of your early childhood experiences. Oh, wow, that's a difficult one to start with. I remember falling over in the playground. We used asphalt as the playground surface, and there was a drain pipe that sort of stuck out from the corner of the school building, which was like this blue wooden building, and the drain pipe was blue as well. I remember running really fast and just not seeing the drain pipe, tripping over it, and then this river of blood flowing from my right knee. It was really painful, and I put my handkerchief over it. I put my hanky over it, and then I think the teacher came and put a plaster on it. So, yeah, that's an early school memory. Interviewer: Okay, how about how you came to Australia the first time? Neil: That was, gosh, about 13 years ago, and it was very exciting. I was teaching at a college in Southgate in North London, and one of my colleagues came in and said, "Oh, Neil, look at this. This is an advertisement for a job in Australia." You see how that whole, "this is an advertisement for a job in Australia," keeps running on. You don't stop in the middle. I said, "Oh, that sounds quite exciting." So I answered the ad and had an interview. The whole process started with a phone call, and it was quite late at night. And I thought, who is phoning me at 10 o'clock at night? But of course it was the time difference. So for the guys in Australia, it's about 8 in the morning. So the man said, "Hello, this is Brian Seddon from Monash University in Melbourne, Australia." So I said, "Oh, hello." So that's where the text ends. And now what I'm going to do, in the order that it occurs in the text, I'm going to read you the phrases that are linked. So I'll say the phrase without linking at first, which you can hear sounds more staccato and not flowing. And then I will read the phrase linked. And don't forget, it's like saying one long continuous word without stopping, as if it's one long multisyllabic word, which you don't stop in the middle of. Okay, first one, me about one of. Me about one of. And there's an intrusive yip in the middle between me and about, so that you can get from one vowel to the next. Me about one of. Next one is you're early. You're early, and that's a linking R, so you're early. Okay, it was in the American accent that R would be said anyway. You're, in the British and Australian you say you're, but then you put the R in to link the two, because your ends in a consonant and early begins with a vowel. You're early. Childhood experiences. Childhood experiences. Dixperiences. The D goes to the E. Childhood dixperiences. That's a difficult one. Actually, that one is just that sun. Don't know why I've got that there. Let me just fix that one up. Sorry about that. Okay, that's a. That's a becomes that's a. So, falling over in, falling over in, falling over in. So that NG connects to the O. You hold the NG on for longer and run it into the O. Falling over in. Asphalt as was a sort of stuck out, stuck out, corner, corner of or corner of, corner of, corner of, corner of, sorry. Blue as, there's an intrusive W there. Blue as, blue as. Tripping over it, tripping over it, tripping over it, tripping over it. River of, river of, river of. And I becomes and I. Hanky over it becomes hanky over it, hanky over it. Then I becomes then I. Put a becomes put a. Plaster on it, excuse me, becomes plaster on it, plaster on it. That's an early becomes that's an early. That's an early. It all runs in together. How about becomes how about. How about. To Australia, there's an intrusive W. To Australia. To Australia. Years ago becomes years ago. Z-ago. Years ago. And it becomes and it. Teaching at a. Becomes teaching at a, teaching at a, teaching at a. College in becomes college in, college in. South gate in becomes south gate in, south gate in. And one of just becomes one of. Okay, let me just fix that one up. One of becomes one of, one of, one of. Came in becomes came in. Look at becomes look at. And hear how I'm aspirating my K and my T there, putting air in, not stopping. It's not look at, it's look at. And if you aspirate your K and your T, the vowels become the right length. This is an advertisement. This is an advertisement. This is an advertisement. Just keep going. For a job in Australia, for a job in Australia, for a job in Australia. Quite exciting, quite exciting, quite exciting. So I has an intrusive W, so why, so I. Had an interview becomes had an interview, had an interview. Just keeps going. With a becomes with a, the a becomes a schwa, with a, and it becomes and it, late at becomes late at, and I becomes and die, and die. Who is becomes who is, another intrusive W. Who is. Me at becomes me yet, an intrusive Y there. Me yet. Meet me at. Me at. 10 o'clock at becomes 10 o'clock at. 10 o'clock cat. But of becomes but of. But of. Course it becomes corset, corset. Guys in Australia becomes guys in Australia, guys in Australia. Keep going, guys in Australia. It's about 8 in. It's about 8 in. It's about 8 in, 8 in. It sounds odd, but people understand. It's about 8 in. This is, this is, this is. Monash University in. There's a intrusive Y there again. Monash University in, yin. Monash University in. Melbourne, Australia becomes Melbourne, Australia. Melbourne, Australia. So I with an intrusive W, so why? So why? Okay. I suggest you play and replay it and practice it. What you're really practicing is getting your jaw to stop being a duck, 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 duck rhythm and to become a do, 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 do rhythm. So what you're doing is helping your jaw continue to move on instead of stop with a drum beat in between each word, which is a rhythm as well as stress. And so that helps your speech sound much more flowing. Okay, bye for now, and good practicing.